What does a walk-on girl do?
So basically, we're a professional model. We escort the darts player down the walk-on onto the stage. We're actually 9% of advertising. We wear a sash with the logo of the said sponsor for that tournament. And it just brings a bit of glitz, a bit of glamour to an event that's predominantly male.
Hey guys, Mingy here. The Women's Sports Trust in UK has called for the end of female models across the world of sport, following the landmark decision to ban walk-on girls in darts. Last Saturday, the Professional Darts Corporation, PDC, confirmed women no longer escort male players to the stage after talks with broadcasters. This is what happens when hashtag MeToo gets out of control. A leading voice campaigning for gender equality in sport, the Women's Sports Trust, has now called on other sports to follow suit. In a statement given to HuffPost UK, the body said it supports the PDC's decision, but would now like to encourage other sports such as motor racing, boxing, and cycling to follow their example. Many on Twitter have also called on a banning of female models employed in this way across sport. Although the darts ban isn't without its critics, some have accused the PDC of political correctness gone mad and putting women out of work.
And Charlotte, you say, you know, you feel like that community was part of your family because you've been working with them all for such a long time.
Yeah, we are like it does sound cliche, but we are a family. It is, you know, a very tight group and everybody knows everybody and everybody's just lovely.
I think the issue is that people are saying that this is outdated, this is sexist, you know, that you're kind of up there as just this female, just a body to be sort of lingered.
I can't think of a female job that's more safe. We've got four big security with us constantly. It's, you know, such a safe environment. It's, we've been doing it for a long time,
yeah.
6 years.
And it's a very enjoyable job and we feel very honoured to do the job.
So the main issue here is that feminists don't give a damn about women who actually put effort into their appearance. In other words, beautiful and feminine women. The irony is that feminists have been allegedly fighting for women's rights since the 1950s, and look where that got them. Women are now not being hired across the West thanks to the hashtag MeToo accusations, and now they're losing easy peasy jobs that pay really well because some hairy fat slob feminist with purple hair is triggered by their thin and attractive looks. According to feminists, pretty women have no place in feminism and should be out of a job.
OK, well, Sally, let's come to you now, because you say these types of jobs for women, these roles, are demeaning.
Yes, I think they're broadly demeaning. I think what we're seeing is a social change that's happening, as you refer to grid girls as well, with Formula One. That's under review. So what we're seeing is a broader social change that sees these roles as, if not demeaning to the individual, because this is an argument, this is a choice of some of these ladies, it's demeaning broadly to women. So this is a structural change we're seeing with the Grammys. We're seeing it with, I think, Formula One will come.
Is this any job where a woman uses her image? So would this count all models in as well? Where does the
I think
line...
the key here is, it's a sort of decorative role that's making money for men.
These roles are demeaning to feminists who want all women to look like an Australian feminist, Clementine Ford, who is unfuckable.
I'm quite sure Clementine would be an astrophysicist by now. A marine biologist, perhaps. A Nobel laureate. Instead of a fat cunt on Twitter.
Formula One also recently banned their grid girls, and it looks like this crap is just getting started. And if what models are doing is decorative, then what the walk-on girls are doing is also decorative. I mean, where will this end? And if we're going to discuss what's making money for men, then most of the corporations would now have to fire all women from their jobs. Great logic, feminism.
And this, you've got to remember that this tradition has only been there really since the 1990s. This is not kind of an old tradition. This came about when they were trying to set, the PDC was trying to set itself up as apart from a different sort of darts organisation and say, look, we're going to do something quite loaded, quite sensationalist. You know, people sort of suffered when Miss World came off air. You know, people lost money in this. But it doesn't mean that the social change isn't necessary. And it's fans who also support this. It's not all fans who are resisting it. Fans and broadcasters are behind this, and they've been supported by women's sports organisations, by women darts players. Okay. There's a broad support.
Well, Danielle, you speak to Sally, because it's Sally and people like her that have put you out of a job, essentially.
Yeah, I just think it's very sad, really. I really do.
I agree, and I think, obviously, I don't, as a feminist, want to undermine your earning capacity, but obviously there are other modelling routes too.
Yeah, we do those as well. We do
great.
All aspects of
but
modelling.
As a feminist, isn't it their right to work in whatever job they so choose?
Yeah, so that's a rights argument, so that's also used for sex work, for example. It's our right, it's a choice, and that's one argument. I mean, I come a bit from a background of having worked in a bar and done some of this work, inadvertently being told to dress up as a sort of Hawaiian dancer.
We all buy all of our own dresses.
Yeah.
Okay. We talk to sponsors. We're so comfortable and we feel
it's
fabulous
great
in what
we
wear.
Don't feel demeaned, but
not
by,
at all.
Not by at all. People watching you, by people, families sitting there and watching you being in a decorative role, girls in that room might feel demeaned. They might feel that this is their role in sport.
Get dressed in the morning, I'm triggered. I take a shower, I'm triggered. I get in the car, I'm triggered.
So they love us. I'm sure some
women do support you.
They do. We've got some of our biggest followers are female.
But then if you look at the gender pay gap in darts, it's 92% gender pay gap.
You are tearing me apart, Lisa!
And these things are influenced by decorative roles.
But they're not playing darts.
They're not playing women, playing darts, sorry, they're not playing darts, but obviously...
S.
Ooh, what else?
TD.
Ooh, what else?
They structurally affect, and this is what women's sports organisations are saying, we want to be treated seriously, we want equal pay, and to do this, we need all of these structures in place. We need women to be seen as participants and not as decorative objects.
Melanie said, why isn't there a walk-on girl and a walk-on guy? Then there wouldn't be an issue.
I mean,
if you had a guy on the other side?
This is what they tried with the grid girls in Formula One, and they brought in, I think it was just in Monaco, so there was one Formula One outing that had it, and there was a bit of a reaction to it. I'm afraid there was a homophobic comment that was made from one of the drivers towards one of the male players.
Everyone likes me and thinks I'm great in my safe space.
My safe space.
People don't judge me and haters don't hate in my safe space.
Your safe space.
And I don't think objectifying young men is sort of counterbalancing objectifying young women. I think don't objectify anyone.
Aren't we, if the girls don't feel that they're being objectified at all, aren't we just leading towards an incredibly bland, dull, homogenous?
So. Absolutely. I mean, if you subscribe to that idea that you that kind of kiss me quick, carry on idea of sort of British culture, but, you know, there are many aspects of British culture that are outdated. You know, we don't cook with lard. It doesn't.
You can appreciate beauty as well, can't you?
Yeah.
That's allowed, isn't it? Or is that not allowed?
Of course it is. But, you know, this argument's been won.
Well,
it's the 80s that Miss World came off terrestrial TV. This argument was won in the 70s. And, you know, the walk-on girls came in the 90s, 2000s as a kind of commercial outing.
Yeah, the
argument's been won.
They've been going for 25 years, and, you know, the darts has done nothing but get bigger and bigger. I've been doing it for 6 years.
Yeah, but this is just the PDC, isn't it? I mean, there are other competitions.
It's, why change a good thing, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's good to some people, but it's not good to some fans.
Let the ladies have their say.
Yeah.
Your final words.
You know, we found out we'd been cut from the darts, and it was very disappointing for us. It's, you know, we're so proud to have been part of the PDC, and... It's just really sad, isn't it?
Yeah, we feel a big part. We're a big part of the darts, and, you know.
But we couldn't believe
the support we've had is just incredible.
We just thought, oh, it's over. But
within 3 days to get to over 26,000.
And so much positivity, so much support. You know, Raymond van Barneveld, a five-time world champion of the darts, missing us and saying, you know, you're part of the darts family. We're part of a team.
Well, thank you very
much
indeed.
Very much. Thank you for
making your points very clear.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's sparked a big debate online here. So we'll read some of those comments a little bit later on. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So there you go, ladies. Feminism has come a long way since the 1950s. It's brought women gender equality, affirmative action, and now decorative action, where females are getting fired by the same industry. That's feminism. Feminism supposedly was there to bring a more just system in place for both men and women. How do you like them feminisms? And now, 1 minute silence for the Grid Girls. Thanks for watching, smash the like button, subscribe and bang the bell, and if you like my videos, support this channel via PayPal, Patreon or buy crypto.
Drop the bass, Kitty.
Take us out, Kitty.
I got money in the bag, sorry, what you think?
Wow!
Give your meat a good old rub. That's it. Nice and hot. Hot spicy meat. Yeah, boy.
No money. No honey.
You give away it's a shit.
I mean, this guy is such a total pussy. It's stunning.